A. Fighting the War. I grew up in Pennsylvania, about an hour north of Philadelphia. My father was a steelworker. My mum worked in various jobs. When I finished high school, I bounced around from job to job. I didn't go to college. In 1999, I joined the United States Marine Corps. A recruiter talked to me about getting to travel and seeing the world, learning job skills, having 3 meals a day and a regular paycheck was guaranteed for 4 years. On top of all that, you get to defend your country. I said, great, sign me up. I was in the Marines for about 4 years. 2 days before I was supposed to go home for good, I was sent to Iraq. War. It felt weird when we crossed the border between Kuwait and Iraq. It was almost an anticlimax. An artillery unit is always behind the main action. When you're there, you try not to think too much. It is more about instincts and reactions. It is all about survival and getting home. People say, we were there for a reason, or we were there to save these people. That's just to glorify war. You don't think about any of that when you're getting shot at. The only thing you think about is you and your buddies getting home in one piece. Somebody else's agenda. People who join the military do it for a sense of responsibility and commitment for our country. We want to defend our country. We want to help our fellow Americans. But this war was not about that. It was about somebody else's agenda and somebody else's money, oil, and profit. There have been very few wars in history that have not been about money, politics, and power. It is always people like me who pay the price, not the people who decide to send us to war. Feeling responsible. I was often shooting at something that was 10 or 15 miles away. I never saw what we were shooting at. But then we would push forwards and I could see these towns which were devastated. I saw bodies of civilians and military on the side of the road. I never knew what we were responsible for. Because of that, I feel responsible for a bit of everything while we were there. After I got back, I saw a website showing the casualties in Iraq. At one point it said, 6 Iraqi children killed by an American artillery strike. I asked myself, was that my unit or some of my friends' unit? Not knowing is the hardest part for me. Veterans Against the War. What I have gone through in Iraq has definitely changed me. Before I went to Iraq, I was against the war. After being there and seeing with my own 2 eyes, it's become personal. I helped found an organization called Iraq Veterans Against the War. I founded it with 7 other veterans of the US military. People can watch the news and think they understand things, but unless you've been there, you just don't get it. We were there. We fought, lost friends, and took people's lives. We are the ones who can really let people know what's going on. I think that people always should make informed decisions, especially decisions that will affect the rest of your life. Joining the military is probably one of the most important decisions of your life. Recruiters always say, it's only 4 years. But 4 years is as long as you go to college. Except in college, they don't ask you to risk your life. They don't ask you to take someone else's life. People need to get both sides of the story. Mike Hoffman.